All right, Doug.
We're down to the last one.
We're at that point in our program right
here.
Now.
He's
where
you got
a guy, he just come racing up 285 to the 400. And flying up the 400 to get up here and join us before we have to shut it down. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the new afternoon drive personality on 680 The Fan, Buck Ballew. Let's welcome him to the program, everybody. What do you say, guy?
He's kinda lame.
Nice to have you along.
Hey, good to be here. It's actually prime time.
I see.
That's your call.
Yeah, by the way,
I'm talking about the industry standard.
We argued about that.
I said, call it whatever you want.
I said prime time. He's like afternoon time. I'm like, Greg, it's 6 to 8. And I said, I listened. I said, so I know it's prime time.
But after 23 years, I finally made it. Made it to the big time.
Nice. So I know. That's awesome.
You leave one headset and come to another.
I know. I'm so excited to be here.
And
making the next step, man. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. I'm a radio guy, so I'm really interested in this move for you to prime time. I want to know a little bit how this came about. Did you go after it? Did they offer it to you? Something that fell into your lap or something you expected?
My handicap was going up.
Yeah.
I did not have the opportunity to play as much golf as I would like.
Yep.
And so this opened up, and I just jumped at it.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. I mean, I had it planned to talk later, but we'll go ahead and talk now. But obviously 6 to 8 p.m. now, Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
And
2 hours.
2 hours.
Yeah, we're doubling up.
You went from 10 to 11. Like you said, now you don't have to fight the traffic.
Right.
You can play more golf.
Love it.
And everything. And then talk about what's going on Saturdays. What's the Saturday show?
Well, I did the college football Saturday show for 20 years.
Yeah.
And just we decided I was doing too much.
Yeah.
And so that went away for a year or two. But that's coming back. But we're going to do it year round.
Okay.
So with the Braves, we'll be preempting 36% of these shows in the next 6 months.
Okay.
That I'm doing Monday through Friday. I did the math. 36% of the time I'm going to be preempted by the Braves, and I'm good with that. But they're going to try to make it up at the station with some Saturday shows. So I'll do every Saturday morning, 9 to noon.
Okay.
And then also 2 podcasts per week. So they're still trying to make up for those shows I'm going to be missing.
Yeah. I will tell you, your first prime time, as started this week on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
I listened to every bit of the show. I actually watched it. So obviously you can listen or watch. Watch live. A great show. Fantastic. I love
you. You look good on TV.
Yeah, you do. I mean, you guys go back. And your partner's name, we've known that for years. With you?
We're going to have rotating co-hosts.
Okay.
And so that's going to give the engineer and producer a break because I've been bouncing stuff off the producer, getting him involved. And they say, well, let's give Ballew a co-host.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we'll have rotating people coming and going on that.
Yeah.
You going to include me?
Yeah, you want to come down and talk a little bit?
I would love to come on your show. Boy, you're on my show.
You know one thing? Here's the one thing I asked Greg to do. I said, whatever you do, read the questions so you don't get it out of flow. And he has already started the end at the beginning because he doesn't read the questions.
We're in the flow. I'm sure we can come back to it. Thanks, man.
I will say, the show Tuesday, love it. Love listening to Dale Murphy.
Thanks so much. Yeah, he's the best. And all I had to do was say, Murph, I'm moving to a new time slot. And he said, I can be there for you.
I said,
Murphy, nobody's better than Murph.
You know, I just have to – But you talked about pro football. You talked about – because you have LeVar Arrington on too, was that?
Yeah.
Yeah. You talked about pro football. You talked about, obviously, UGA, which you know fantastic. You go to Georgia – you start talking Georgia Tech, the Braves, and everything. So you have to keep up on
– Play the hits, man.
Yeah, you do. and everything. Well, you know
– Sort of like Harrison here. Play the hits.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you getting done at 8 o'clock and making your way here. We really do. And with this show, I have just really a main focus with you. With this show being such a big focus on the recruiting process, I'd like to get your perspective on what the recruiting process was like for you coming out of high school versus the high school athletes today.
Well, yeah, that was a couple of years ago.
1977.
Do you remember it, Buck?
You know, there was a lot about it I didn't even like then. It was a little better back then because we just had the landline phone, right? And that was the only way they could catch up with you out of the schoolhouse. So Mom and Dad took a lot of those calls for me as I was trying to run and hide from a lot of those recruiters that were coming by. That was the hard part. Look, I was a big fan of college football itself, so I was watching Big Ten. I was into the Pac-12 and SEC and following the entire college football landscape and just as a fan. So I was thinking going into the process, man, Arizona State, that'd be awesome. Arizona State, Frank Cush is throwing the football. They're throwing it around. Not a lot of people were airing it out back then, but they were. And they had a great baseball program. See, that's what helped me was eliminate a lot of the other schools was as soon as they found out I wanted to play baseball too, they said, he's out of here. Uh-huh. We're not going to – I had Bear Bryant tell me, he says, we're not going to have some – baseball player coming in here trying to play football. And I was thinking, what a relief, because I didn't really want to go to Alabama. They were running the wishbone.
Yeah,
a quarterback get killed running that thing. So that eliminated a lot of people, that recruiting process. But, you know, when it came, push came to shove at the end, I was a Georgia Bulldog. Yeah. We grew up Bulldog fans, and just having the opportunity to go and play in that Bulldog uniform. And they were going to let me play baseball, too. It just was too good to pass up.
Yeah, I mean, you went from Valdosta High School, where, I mean, I'm assuming it's still the only thing, only today.
Four-year starter.
Winningest program in the country.
And you were the only, I guess it's still the same, that you were the only one that's a four-year starter as a starting.
Yeah,
as a
let
freshman.
Me tell you, they want that first year back, though. They want that. I was so terrible that first year. We had our starting quarterback quit the squad 2 weeks before the season opening game. I'm a freshman.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to be standing on the 50-yard line. I'm going to have a clipboard. This is going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. He quits the team. Mm-hmm. So now I go from third team to second team. Well, then the week of the first game, the season opening game, he sprains his ankle.
Yeah.
And they said, kid, get on in there. And about 30 interceptions later, we were getting for sale signs left in our yard overnight.
Oh, my.
And my dad was just furious with that. Big Ben Ballou was so angry. I was looking out that window, and he would go out there and rip those for sale signs out of the yard. And remember, he came back in and said, son, you're going to have to start playing better, or we're going to have to move.
Move.
Yeah, so that's
my gosh.
Really, I was good with the other 3 years. Yeah, but that first year, we try to forget about that one.
So when it comes back to recruiting, what would be your biggest advice for high school seniors today with their approach to recruiting and being able to get in front of or the attention of college decision makers?
Well, you know, as I understand it with the transfer portal out there, that is really impact the unintended consequences. Mm-hmm. I'm always curious about that. And I've heard, I don't know how accurate it is, but the number that high school football scholarships have trended down 30% because of the transfer portal.
Absolutely.
And so that just makes my stomach turn
hearing
that. But my advice would be if you want to play some college football, there are opportunities out there. Mm-hmm. Now, you might have to go to a smaller school. You might
like
have
Harrison
to go,
starting at Murray State.
You might have to go start.
Yeah, who knows? I mean,
there's tons of D1 colleges all around him that'll be able to have a look at him.
He might be
as
putting
progresses.
On that, you know, Lane Kiffin will be calling him after that first year and talking about Ole Miss.
Yeah. You know,
they're going to be opportunities.
You brought it up because I remember my son went to, along with Davis Shanley, they went to a camp up at UGA, Mark Richt. And the first thing he said, before he sat them all down and said a prayer to get it started, he said, look, you guys are all here for a reason because you've got some talent at some level. And he said, if you want to play college football, there's a spot for you. It's just a matter, is it D1? Is it FCS? D2, 3, NIA?
Yeah.
Do you want to play that college ball or do you want the college experience? And I think that's, you know, that just leads into what you said. There's a spot for anybody. It depends on what they want.
Now, you're going to find out how much you love it.
Exactly.
But the opportunity's there. If you can go somewhere, get a start, get on the field, play well, other people are watching.
Because I tell you what, people I don't think realize how much what you have to put into it. It's a job. I mean, you're there all day long. Then you're going in the mornings. You're going to class. Come back. Then you got to study. Then you got to study.
Yeah, so. And I think a lot of these first-time college freshmen, that is the one thing that's the real eye-opener.
Yeah.
Is they find out that, hold on a minute, they're controlling every minute of the day.
Yep.
I don't know. You might have an hour before curfew.
Yeah.
You know, 10 to 11, something like that. But the rest of the time, you've got something you need to be doing.
Yeah, that's right. So, Buck, we're here tonight to celebrate the signing of Harrison Spencer at Murray State. As a longtime player who studies the game and what I consider a football expert, tell the listeners what you saw out of Harrison Spencer on the field and why Murray State should be excited to see him heading their way.
Well, I'm thinking Travis Hunter is what I'm thinking. You know, you look for a comparison with Harrison Spencer, I'm thinking Travis Hunter, baby.
There you go.
Because you get a guy that's got a skill set that would work on both sides of the ball. I mean, I love him as a receiver, as a quarterback, but I really respected the job he did as a defensive back. And so he could, you know, he's got the skills to play on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, because you're exactly right, because we talked more offense tonight, but
I think he could play defensive back somewhere and play well. Now, as a former quarterback, I love the receiver skills that he has. He is a guy that's going to win those 50-50 balls that are up for grabs, you know, when you throw it downfield and your quarterback is hoping, hey, I hope my wide receiver makes a play here. Thing's going to get picked off.
We talked about that earlier.
He's going to go up and make a play on the football. So, you know, I appreciate that. The route running was really good, and I think he'll continue to improve with that. The hands are good.
Yeah.
I love the competitive spirit that he has.
Yeah.
And you need to have all those things to play at the college level, and I believe he's got him, man. I've enjoyed watching him play.
Well, I tell you, we look forward to it. And you mentioned the 50-50 balls. I think with him, they could almost be 70-30, 80-20 with him. I'll tell you what. So look forward to that. And, we had some fun with one of the catches tonight. So, Buck, question. As a dad and lover of football, both your boys have now completed their high school playing time, Braden graduating last year, and now Rhett will be graduating this year. What's it been like being able to watch them play together, and describe that feeling once that final clock ran out and your family knows, hey, high school football's over?
And you're going to make me tear up here, you know, asking that question, man.
Doug!
I said I had to do it to somebody tonight. I got to figure it out.
Man, it was so wonderful.
Yeah.
He played lights out.
And, you know, as a younger
senior year too.
As a younger person, you thought about yourself playing the game.
Yeah.
You know, and I can remember Dad was always there. And Dad didn't have a lot to say, you know, as far as advice and that kind of thing. But I could count on Dad was going to be there. And so that was – I wanted to be there. And I don't think I – you know, I may have missed a game or two, but I can't recall. You know, I wanted to be there for the youth league games, the middle school games, the high school games. I didn't want to miss any of it. And so I am really thankful to have been a part of, you know, their days on the football field, and I'll always treasure those moments. I was coaching a little bit with them in the youth leagues, and that was fun. You know, watching them at the high school level, just Braden getting a chance to show off his skills a little bit. His senior year it was a long time coming. You know, I was so proud of him. And, you know, he got to play his senior year and do some really good things. And then Rhett, his senior year this year, he broke his leg.
Yep.
And we went, oh, no, you know, we can't have him missing his senior year. We're going to have to hold him back a year. But he came back.
Coach Thompson would have appreciated that, I guarantee.
He came back the final two games and got a few hits in on the quarterback and, you know, made us all proud there. But it's you know, it was the final game where, you know, it was so emotional.
It is.
You know, seeing him play that last game.
You know, I talk about all the time that we always ask the players and everything, and they're like, hey, they're going to miss their teammates. But it is. It's the parents. You think about it, how you started such this age driving them to the parks and everything, and you're so invested in it. And then when you see that clock tick off and you go, wow, it's now
there's some withdrawal involved in that.
Oh,
you know,
it's big, you
know? it goes by in a hurry, and I tell you, Harrison is so fortunate to have parents that love and appreciate him, and that's going to go a long way as he heads off to college.
And you think about this, I mean, they're lucky because now they get to experience, you know, four more years of it and of that. And it's but no, I can feel it. I remember my dad, before he passed away, he always talked about that, the time at the fields. and never missing anything. You know, he's, you know, he said he could have been doing other things, but that is something he cherished his whole life, you know.
No
and,
doubt.
And he did.
I'm just glad Harrison's dad let me sit next to him a little bit. You know, look, I'll admit I complained about the play calling a little bit.
All right, that leads right into my question. I said a fun question. So with someone like yourself that knows so much about the game, at whatever level you watched your boys play, is it tough sometimes sitting in the stands and thinking, what are these guys doing, and want to get to the head, to the coaches, and give them some advice?
Yeah, you think about that a lot, you know. And Kelly, my wonderful wife, would say, look, you number one, she would say, is you've been spoiled growing up in Valdosta.
Yeah.
Because you're the expectations are too high. I mean, yeah. We're talking about the winningest high school program in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And they're winning the state title down there, it seemed like, every year at the time. Back in the 60s and 70s and 80s, up into the 90s, they were winning so many games. So, look, I had to lower my expectations a little bit coming in. But, you know, I tried not to. I didn't want to be one of those fans up there yelling, you know, about the play call. And I didn't ever do any of that. But. You know, I may have mumbled a couple
things. But you're also – well, trust me, there's plenty that don't. There's plenty that don't. But, yeah, you're also well-known. That's tough. You're sitting there – it'd be tough to hold it back sometime. I mean –
yeah, I didn't think about that part of it.
Yeah,
Benny carries some weight there, Buck.
See, we're in the press box, and I just make sure the mic's off when I say those things when we're talking
about it. You know, I do wish, though, I'd had the opportunity during the summer when school was out.
Yeah.
To go in and talk with Coach and talk about the offense, some of what he was planning on doing, and maybe offer up some of the advice. Because look, man, I don't want to go away with not having shared some of the knowledge. And
yeah,
you know, so I do felt like I missed out a little bit on that.
And I think that's something that some coaches miss. Like if you know, it's like you want to surround yourself with the best people, but if you've got somebody that you know has got the knowledge and experience of somebody like you. I've seen – we had one come through, Richard Jordan. He was a linebacker from Detroit and stuff like that. And I was always – it always baffled me that, man, there was not picking up the brain or asking, saying, hey, can I just sit down and talk with you a little bit about what we're doing and get your thought. Doesn't mean they have to do it.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think sometimes, you know, a little bit more of that.
Yeah, I would have been talking about how on first and 10, what are some of the plays you can get Harrison the football on?
There you go.
That's exactly right.
Passing situations. Where you can, what kind of formations can you have? Motion? How can you get him?
Can he throw the ball?
That's one-on-one opportunities.
Can he throw the ball? Will?
Yeah.
Anybody want to confirm that?
I thought, you know, in a tough spot, stepped in there and did a really good job a year ago.
I'd have been talking a lot about, you realize it's tough for a young quarterback to roll backside and throw off the back.
Yeah, that sprint out to the left.
Yeah, yeah.
Throwing that out route 12 yards. I mean, there are guys in the NFL that can't do that.
And I'd also been like, you know, I'd have been talking about, you know, we're having a little struggle on the offensive line and turning your quarterback around and losing his sight from the field. That can be a little tough when he turns around during his face then. So a lot of things, but
it was a pleasure.
Oh, yeah. It.
You know, sometimes, you know, adversity hits. And, you know, the lesson learned is just how to handle the adversity.
Yeah.
And these guys that suffered through the last 2 years are going to take that with them. And
somewhere
down the road when times get tough, they're going to know how to handle it.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. And then, you know, we know, I mean, obviously we're excited Coach Thompson being here. And we know, you know, while things didn't turn out and our coaching, some of the coaches from last year are different, we know they tried hard and did their best, and we wish them all the luck, but we're looking forward to the future. All right, Buck, you know, thanks for being here on the show for the second time. With the first time being, if you remember, back at that place, Clark Central High School, that you told us brought up a lot of bad memories because that's where the state title – I'll never forget the story talking about you lost 16-14. You drive down the field, everybody, and you tell that kicker, you're going to win us the state title. And how far did the ball go right?
We were on the one-yard line. And Billy Henderson, Hall of Fame coach at Clark Central, called three timeouts, and he's trying to ice the kicker.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to calm the kicker down. It's shorter than an extra point. And we forgot about the center.
Yeah.
I was the holder. It was a high snap, threw the timing off. And I just swore I'm never coming back. Even going to school at Georgia there on Millage.
You're right down the street.
Drove by it a thousand times and never pulled in there. And it took my sons playing at South to go over and play Clark Central to get me back in there.
Oh, good Lord. And again, how far right was the kick? Wasn't it to the right?
It wasn't even close.
All right, before we let you go, you heard Tyrone Hopper chatting when you came in here tonight. I want to hook you guys up because there's another guest for you that can bring you some great information on your new show at in prime time.
Well, I tell you, it is so impressive, and it says a lot about Harrison.
Yeah.
That you get people that will come out on an evening, a weekday evening, just to be a part of this.
Oh, yeah, and there was others that were here earlier, and they left and everything. So, it's been exciting. I've enjoyed him. By the way,
he's going to have a heck of a college career. I can't wait to see it unfold.
Yeah, and
I agree.
Yeah, and by the way, Rhett did a fantastic job in here. I told him.
Oh, did he?
I told him he's ready for your
show.
He's
a tough act to follow, man.
He said he's focused on becoming a plumber.
He wasn't talking about wrestling?
No, he did not. He talked strictly. I told him, I said, man, he's ready for the prime
time. Man, we're so proud of him. He made it to the state in the 215 division weighing 185 pounds.
Yeah.
And finished sixth in the state.
That's awesome.
Wow, that's terrific.
And he was doing it part-time. You know, these wrestlers, they wrestle year-round.
Yeah.
And so we were saying, man, you're giving them 30 pounds, and you're only doing this part-time, and you still accomplished your goal of getting to the state. We couldn't have been prouder.
Fantastic.
Hey, Rhett, it's all about footwork, right?
Yeah, that's it.
I am a little reluctant, though, when I'm getting on him about maybe not turning in a school assignment.
Yeah.
I'm sort of I'm ready for him to dive on me like you see these wrestlers doing. Yeah. I'm a little concerned about that.
Yeah. Well, thanks again for being on, and congratulations on the new show again. Buck Belue show on 680 The Fan, 93.7, prime time, 6 to 8.
Prime time.
And then we'll have some Saturday stuff. So we're And, Buck, you know, Greg mentioned it, but I will tell you, if you're ever short on guests, want to have a high school segment or talk about the Cincinnati Bengals, I'm your guy.
Okay.
I tell you what, I can show up in short notice. You might lose some fans. I don't know.
Well, can the Falcons get their hands on that Trey Hendrickson? You guys don't have the money to pay him.
They do. They absolutely
do. No, you signed Chase.
They haven't signed him yet.
Now you got Higgins and you got Joe Burrow making that big money. You don't have any money left.
They actually have a ton. Now, see, this is where I get mad. You talk about this will make me cry because I'm such a fan, drives me nuts. Is they have salary cap money, they're doing good and everything. Joe Burrow said he'll rework his contract, but yet I don't know. The ownership. What the ownership's problem?
The family.
It's family owned.
Yeah.
You got Mike Brown who lets his daughter Katie Blackburn, her husband, really run it. We really don't have a true GM. Dick Tobin's the guy up there. But the problem is they want to wait. They think if they wait, it'll get better. If they'd have signed Ja'Marr Chase back at the beginning of the season, they could have saved $50 million. If they'd have signed T. Higgins, they're going to pay him $27 million in the player that they're holding.
Well, let me finish with this. These old quarterbacks, we miss throwing the football around.
Yep.
And all I can get right now are guys that will, walk about 15 yards away and just stand there. And you're throwing the ball back and forth. I want somebody that can run some routes.
And
if I could – tomorrow, if I could go throw some footballs around, I'd want Harrison Spencer and I'd want Ja'Marr Chase.
That's awesome.
To go out there and throw. Maybe Lindsey Scott.
There you go.
Maybe Lindsey.
Run, Lindsey, run.
But I also,
By the way, I just watched some footage on that just the other day. And if there was going to be in the dictionary, if you look up, keep your eyes downfield. That's a great play to show kids because you did. You came around the corner, man, and your eyes were downfield. You weren't looking for the tackles, where the defensive backs are coming from, and you turn that thing loose. What a pretty play.
You know how these people say, look, a quarterback, the worst thing you can do is predetermine before the snap of the ball where you're going to throw the ball? Let me just tell you something. I predetermined that pass was going to Lindsey Scott.
There you go.
85 yards later, you turned out to make the right decision.
Yeah,
huh?
That was a beautiful day.
Yeah. Well, we're so excited for Harrison and Amaya, and I hope the Bengals get their act together. Because,
by the way, I'm a Lions fan.
Yep.
And well, you're so loving life.
I don't know how to act right now. I don't know how to Yeah. I'm trying to get involved with it and know the insides out, but I just want to stay away and let them play.
And now we're all becoming Murray State fans.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right. We're at it tonight.
All right, Buck, thanks again, and congratulations on the new show. We'll be listening in, looking forward to it. And, you know, 680 fan, obviously, there. It's there at Battery Park at the stadium. Where at in the stadium is it? Do you have a visual of the field or where you – I'm curious.
We're in the office building right next to the concert hall.
Okay.
The Roxy.
We were talking about a concert the other night. They said, don't know who it is, but
– Yeah, they got Glorilla was in
there
performing today. I'm not sure who that is, but they were lined up to get in.
Can you do any work from home? You know, you can send a lot of stuff on the internet, you know,
as a matter
of fact,
mail
in a whole show.
They sent me home tonight with some for the rain delay shows. Mm-hmm. When there's rain delay with the Braves, I'll be able to do that from home.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
So, you know, we got
got your
equipment.
Home studio fired up, huh?
Yeah, it's that's where it's a small room with a lot of stuff crammed in.
So, show starts at 6 p.m. and goes to 8, but what time do you usually get down there to get yourself ready?
Well, gosh, you know, this is only day number 2.
Yeah.
So we're planning on, you know, well, I'm thinking I'll tee off around 10. So we're talking, you know, maybe putting out on 18 around 2:30. Get a shower, maybe a bite to eat, maybe be down there at work by 4 o'clock.
There you go.
Nice.
Get ready to
nice.
Go.
Nice.
Handicap's going down.
You're
going
to have to get used to that, baby.
Yeah. Where's your favorite course to play around here?
I play most of the golf at Bears Best.
D-Rick, great place. Yep, fantastic.
Great practice facility there, and they've been really good to me. So
where's the handicap at right now?
Handicap's 8.5, I think.
That's awesome.
Well, it was about half that.
Yeah.
Before I started working all the time and before this dad.
Job just gets in the
before
way.
Before this dad thing.
Yeah,
I tell you, it's hard work being a husband, father, employee.
Yep.
That takes up a lot of your time.
I had a boss one time who was a fantastic golfer, and he said once his kids were born and started getting things, he said golf just kind of stopped for about until they're about 18, and then it came back again.
I'm hooked because for former athletes, it's the only thing left to compete with.
Yeah.
Other than that little tennis game everybody's playing right now.
I don't know. Tiger Woods just started getting – Tiger Woods went out to train and he tore Achilles.
He's going to have to hop in that cart.
Yeah.
Play a little champions golf down the road.
That's right.
He is.
You guys playing pickleball?
I have not. I was playing a lot of tennis.
I have a lot of friends
stopped.
Who are, and they love it.
I have not.
Yeah, I hadn't started that yet either.
No.
It's coming, though. I know you're going to be a titleist there.
Yeah. So
Ladies
proud of
gentlemen.
Harrison. Yeah, so proud of him. Wishing him nothing but the best. And just know he's going to go up there and ball out, man.
That's
we can't wait to see it.
All right, Buck, thank you very
much.
All right,
Buckaloo, everybody.
Hey.
Thank you.
680 The Fan now on prime time.
That's it.
What the salesman call afternoon drive. It's going to be
he
a big
ain't gonna
time,
let that
man.
Go.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I hope you got a raise too, buddy, because that's prime time.
There you go. Greg, that's a lot of talking.
Gonna-